ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Brett Iwan, the voice of Mickey Mouse. You're listening to DW60 with Jeff Davis.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
For good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Welcome to the program. It's episode 9 of DW60's Press Row Podcast. Jeff Davis here with you, wherever you may be listening. I appreciate you stopping by and checking out the show as we recap the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort this past week during DW60 on Sorcerer Radio over at srsounds.com. Now, this week, we talk about the Disney Parks blog kicking off the holiday season at the Magic Kingdom with a live event, a new update on Stitch's Great Escape as we get busier and busier at the Walt Disney World Resort with everybody vacationing. Also, the Tomorrowland Terrace enters a testing phase for a short amount of time. Disney has a brand new patent that might make your Disney vacation a little bit drier. There was a tragedy at the Food and Wine Marathon, some rumors, emails, and much more. Lots to cover this week. Let's get to the news.
No. Turn on the news!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for those headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row here on Sorcerer Radio, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Weeby Geeks Network. We start with this 395 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. Now, you think to yourself, is Jeff the only one who thinks about this? No, that's not the case. There are other people who pay attention to this as well. And here's the thing about it. It's not just adults who pay attention to this type of stuff. There are even kids out there who are paying attention to the fact that we do not have a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. And they follow it just the same way that I do. And they want to know, how many days has it been, Jeff, since we've had a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom? I'm not going to let the kids down. I'm not going to let the adults down. And I'm sure not going to let everybody else in the world listening. Because, I mean, Sorcerer Radio can be listened to anywhere, let's be honest. England, Australia, all of Europe, South America, Africa, Japan, China, who knows? Listeners are everywhere. So I want the whole world to know, adults and children included. That is the whole world, Jeff, right? Yeah. 395 days with no nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. Hurts my Disney soul. Just hurts my Disney soul. All right. Well, today and tonight marks the official kickoff of the holiday season at the Walt Disney World Resort. And, you know, to kick off this big holiday celebration that they're having at Walt Disney World, they're doing something with the Disney Parks blog, and they're going to be sharing a live stream tonight of a Frozen holiday wish, the castle lighting. It's the first one of the season, live from the Magic Kingdom tonight at 8:10 p.m. Eastern Time. A Frozen holiday wish. It takes place right there at Cinderella Castle, and it stars Anna and Elsa along with Olaf and Kristoff. Queen Elsa utilizes her magical powers during the show to literally transform Cinderella Castle into a shimmering ice palace that makes the holidays at Walt Disney World absolutely perfect. I watched this show last year during my trip right after Thanksgiving, and I loved it. It's an emotional show. If you've never seen the castle light up like that before, very emotional show. It's fantastic. Doesn't last that long. It's only about, you know, 10 minutes or so. Not that long at all. But the way they do it is absolutely magical. If you've never watched it before, well, this is a good opportunity. You can do it with the Disney Parks blog. Usually you can either watch on like Twitter, you can watch on the Facebook page, or you can watch on Disney Parks blog's YouTube channel as well. So they've got it going in a few different places. So you just got to look for it and find it. Happens tonight, 8:10 p.m. Eastern Time. So do not miss it, all right? Now, just in time for the holiday season, Stitch's Great Escape is going to be returning for seasonal operation. Now, the attraction is going to be open to guests from December 23rd, 2017 until January the 6th, 2018. Stitch's Great Escape, of course, over there in Tomorrowland. And it did close down for just a short amount of time and then reopened in just the queue area with an opportunity for a meet and greet with Stitch. That was about, round about not even 2 months ago. So if you're a fan of the attraction, you want to see it again, you're going to have another opportunity. All right. Tomorrowland Terrace is located over there in Tomorrowland, in case some of you have never checked it out before, over at the Magic Kingdom. And it will offer mobile ordering service through this week as another testing phase. Now, Tomorrowland Terrace will be open for lunch and dinner and will offer guests a pulled pork sandwich for $11.29, a cheeseburger for $12.29, a spicy chicken sandwich for $9.99, and chicken strips for $10.99. Guests can select from these menu items using the My Disney Experience app on the mobile device. Then they can tap I'm Here button on the app to pick up their food from a designated window without waiting in line to order. It's pretty good. Temporary stuff going on here. It's not going to last very long. It runs until Saturday, November the 11th. So take advantage of it while you have the opportunity. So how many times during your Walt Disney World vacation have you been caught in one of those out of nowhere, literally nowhere, Florida storms? Or it just, you know, got too hot outside to wait for your favorite daytime parade? It happens. Well, if a new patent is put into use, guests at Disney parks may soon get a kind of a relief from the harsh weather conditions that they're not really accustomed to when it comes to being in Orlando, Florida. A patent under the title Deployable Shading Structure outlines the use of canopies that could be deployed and retracted dependent on what Disney feels when Disney feels they're needed, allowing unobstructed views when not in use and being able to be themed to the parks themselves. So depending on the area that you're in, it would be themed to that area. So what they're talking about, let's say there's a major rainstorm about to come, and when you're at Walt Disney World, you're not checking the weather forecast or anything else. You're basically just enjoying yourself, and all of a sudden these canopies all go up and you start to hear the rumble of the thunder and you see lightning and you know it's about to come down. One of those 10-minute Florida storms that just soaks everything. Well, these canopies would deploy, they would open up and give guests the opportunity to get in out of the rain without having to go inside. Here's one of the problems with getting in out of the rain at Walt Disney World. Everybody else is doing the exact same thing. And if you're already wet, when you step into these stores or restaurants and everything else, the AC is pumping in those buildings. So what happens? You end up freezing because you're already... It happened to me and Nicole when we were there in November of last year. In May. We were watching Happily Ever After. We were waiting for a good spot and it started raining. Downpour. We stayed out in the rain for like 10-15 minutes. Then we said, we've got to go inside somewhere. So we went to the Christmas store. And the Christmas store was literally there in the Magic Kingdom at capacity, full of people. But at the same time, we were freezing because it was so cold in there because we're soaking wet. And plus, you're just shoulder to shoulder with all these other people. There's no room to move. You can't look at anything. The Emporium is slam full of people. So these canopies will deploy if Disney feels that it is necessary and give you a place to get in out of the elements in some form or fashion by not having to stand in the rain. It's a really great idea. Now, like I said, it's a patent. They haven't actually been created as of yet. They haven't been approved as of yet. But the idea, the theory, it's something really, really cool. And I think it's a really good idea for Walt Disney World to have these. And like I said before, they can be themed to the area that they are in. So we'll watch that very closely to see what happens, if they end up happening or not. I'll keep a close watch on it for you. Now, according to the Orlando Sentinel, a runner collapsed near the finish line of the Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon on Sunday, November 5th. And this is bad news. That person later passed away that same day. The runner's identity and the details of their death have not been disclosed. We don't exactly know. But Walt Disney World spokeswoman Jackie Waller said, "We offer our sincerest sympathies to the family and loved ones of the runner during this difficult time. And at this time, there are limited details on the story, but if we do find out any more information about it, we will definitely let you know." But, you know, even if you are a consistent runner, you do marathons or half marathons or 5Ks, sometimes you just cannot prepare for something like that. The body just reacts in a lot of different ways. Even if you think you're in the best of health and you're consistently all the time exercising, you know, things just happen. It just happens. So our hearts go out and prayers go out to that family who lost that person after the Wine and Dine Half Marathon on Sunday. Well, as you know, holidays are coming. And Disney is cranking up the cheer with two television specials that will air on ABC to kick off the holiday season. The Wonderful World of Disney Magic Holiday Celebration is going to air on November the 30th from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Of course, the Disney Parks Magical Christmas Celebration airs Christmas morning on Monday, December the 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., making it the 34th year of the television special. And it is always fantastic. There's never been a Christmas Day parade that I have not loved and watched. I've seen, I think, almost all of them. There may be a couple of years I missed, but hey, that just happens. And of course, the hosts, the singers, and everything else, a great lineup. Great lineup. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the host on the list of musical performers at this year's Christmas celebration, Nick Lachey and Julianne Hough will be hosting from Walt Disney World. Jesse Palmer is going to be co-hosting from the Disneyland Resort. And then, of course, you've got performances for the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration. You've got performances for the Disney Parks Magical Christmas Celebration and a whole lot more. So you do not want to miss these two big specials. Now two specials. They started this last year. They did one right after Thanksgiving, and they did another on Christmas Day. So two opportunities for you to check out Disney Holiday Entertainment on ABC. All right. Also, and I know some of you don't want to know about this, but I've got to tell you, okay? It's kind of bad. We knew it was coming. So prepare yourself. Pirates of the Caribbean at the Magic Kingdom is going to be closing in early 2018 for a refurbishment, which will include the controversial changes to the auction scene of the attraction. The attraction is going to be closed from February 26th to March the 18th, 2018, reopening on March 19th, 2018 with the new scene. Now, the new auction scene is going to feature an auction of goods rather than a pirate bride on auction. And we all know how many of you are not happy about this. All the posts that we saw those few months ago, "We wants the redhead! We wants the redhead!" Shirts were made, stickers for your vehicles were made, all kinds of stuff that's going to happen. So your final opportunity to see this scene in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World, February 25th. That's how long you have to go and see it one more time. Press Row continues after this.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
It's the holiday season, and Trader Sam's Coffee Company has your gift-giving covered. The happiest brew that ever sailed is our seasonal winter roast, a peppermint mocha coffee perfect for enjoying or sharing in the spirit of the season. Trader Sam's Coffee even offers a holiday gift set. The gift set includes a 5-pack of our most popular flavored coffees, along with our winter edition adventurer's mug, all in a beautiful red gift box. Just click, order, and ship to your favorite coffee lover or Disney fan. Our small batch roasted coffees are certified gluten and allergen free. Trader Sam's Coffee Company is the pioneer of the themed coffee experience. There truly is an adventure in every cup. So start your adventure today by visiting us at TraderSamsCoffee.com. And Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code SR20. That's SR20 at TraderSamsCoffee.com. Brew your happy place.
Missing the scents of Disney? Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays to bring the scents of Disney to your home. Visit their website, www.magicallyscented.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music. All day long.
Hot dog.
SRSounds.com.
I wasn't like every other kid, you know, who dreams about being an astronaut. I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree.
Hey, how you doing?
You almost think I'm pretty stupid.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
That's what I'm talking about! Let's get nuts!
It's time for the DW60 Rumor of the Week.
Well, here we are just 1 year after the presidential election. And as of right now, the Hall of Presidents attraction right over there at the Magic Kingdom, it remains to be closed. Has not opened its doors for quite some time now. Now, Disney has told us that it would open before the end of 2017. And we're getting pretty close now. I mean, here we are. Thanksgiving is upon us. Christmas is literally almost upon us. But from the way things are going and the non-information that we're getting from Disney, I don't think it's going to open in 2017 at all. It makes me wonder if it's going to open at all, considering all the controversy surrounding the attraction. Makes me really wonder. Now, from what I've read from various Disney websites, according to guest relations, the cast members there at the front of the park, they say the attraction is now set to open in mid-2018. People have called Disney about it, and they could continuously just say, no comment, no comment, no comment. They don't want to say anything about it. Because I think Disney is on the fence. Now, this is all rumor stuff. I can't confirm any of this stuff, that it's actually happening, or Disney has actually said this, but this is what I have read. When you get to this point of the attraction being so controversial, you've got one side of the Disney fan saying it should open no matter what, no matter who the president is. You've got the other side saying you should not open this attraction at all if you're going to put this president in it. So either side is just kind of back and forth, and Disney is seeing this. Disney is seeing all these comments that you guys are making about the Hall of Presidents and whether or not should open with Donald Trump in it. So we're at a crossroads, as it seems to be rumored that Disney continues to push it back. Other cast members, from what I've read, said it's going to open later this year. So, where do we go from here? Do we listen to what Disney says and, yeah, we're going to go with late 2017 for the holiday season? Or do we go with the rumor it's going to be mid-2018 before this thing opens up? The only reason I could see it being mid-2018 is the fact that maybe the White House maybe hasn't had time to get with Disney to do all the things that they need to do or gotten approval for whatever it is they have to do. Or maybe Disney is just simply really thinking this one through before they make any decision whatsoever. I'm just curious, though. Head over to the DW60 Facebook page or on Twitter at DW_60. Give me do you think it's going to open in 2017, or do you think they are going to wait until mid-2018 to open it? Or do you think that they're just almost completely done with all of this controversy and they're just not going to open it at all? I would like to know your opinions. But here's the thing. I want your opinions to stay friendly towards everybody. Make your comments friendly for everybody to comment on. Don't put people down or anything else like that. Head over to Twitter at DW_60 or head to the DW60 Facebook page. Or you can send me an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. Give me your opinion. I'll read your comments as long as they are not vulgar towards myself or anybody else. I will read your comments here on the show and we will talk about this. But it's a real thing. The rumor is 2018. Disney says 2017 by the end of the year. Possibility it could happen. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. All right. Finally, have an email real quick that I want to get to. This one comes from Andy Berg. He said, as I'm sitting here listening to Happily Ever After that you're playing, I'm wondering how you feel about dessert parties for these fireworks shows. My wife and I will be in the park over New Year's, and we absolutely love this new show, and we've only seen it online, so we booked the dessert party to celebrate seeing it for the first time. I know you've talked about other special ticketed events. Just wondering how you feel about the dessert parties since several parks have them. First of all, Andy, thank you very much for your message. Second of all, I commend you on your bravery. Why? Because you're going to be at the Walt Disney World Resort over New Year's. Absolutely chaotic time to be at Walt Disney World, no doubt about that. But you're brave for going that time of year. Now, since you've never seen Happily Ever After before, and you've decided to do it with a dessert party, I think that is a fantastic idea. I love the idea that you're doing that. And here's the reason why. Now, I myself, I'm not a big dessert person. I never have been. I've just never been real big on candy and sweets and pies and cakes and candy bars and cupcakes, all that stuff. I like them, yes, but I to have a buffet of dessert to choose from doesn't appeal to me all that much. So have I ever done a dessert party? No, I have not. Do I like the idea of dessert parties? Yes, and here's why. One, it's a pretty decent price, like $59 for some, $79 for others, to get the food that you're getting. But at the same time, especially when Andy and his wife are going to be at Walt Disney World for New Year's to see Happily Ever After, they're in the area of Cinderella Castle. It is going to be shoulder to shoulder people. Every single little space is going to be taken up in front of that castle. The benefit of getting to see it via the dessert party is you're going to have a fantastic view of the castle. You're going to have some fantastic food. Whether it may be over at the Tomorrowland Terrace, or if it's possibly going to be one of those other smaller areas right there in the hub. It's a possibility on both. Very good spots. And you can just simply stand there and enjoy it. And you won't have some dad with a child on their shoulders watching it. And you're having to move your head around all the time. I had that happen back
Thanksgiving last year when we, I keep wanting to think Thanksgiving. No, it was during our May trip when Pandora, the World of Avatar opened, and we went over to visit with Rodney and them at the Magic Kingdom to see Happily Ever After. Never got to see the show because I had a dad with a child on his shoulders, and he was swaying back and forth to the music. So I'm trying to do the opposite sway of what he's doing so I could see a little bit, and I never could. So the benefit that you're getting is you're probably not going to have that problem. You guys will have a nice open area. You may be able to sit down and just enjoy the fireworks. I doubt you're going to be sitting down because the show is fantastic. You don't want to sit for it. Nobody is. But then I've also heard that the food is phenomenal. These desserts are phenomenal for people to have. And they're extremely popular. Very popular. Am I ever going to do one? I really don't know. I have not made that decision. I think Nicole would like to do a dessert party. I'm sure that she would. It's just I'm not a big person for desserts. Now, you throw some ribs out there, some chicken wings, some hot dogs from Casey's Corner, some hamburgers, or other stuff type buffet, and get to watch Happily Ever After. Oh, you better believe I will definitely be interested in doing something like that, because that's all the foods that I like. I like all that stuff. Chicken fingers, whatever. Desserts, 50-50. So, Andy, I think you've made a fantastic decision, and you've made a fantastic decision because it's your first viewing of Happily Ever After. And seeing it online and seeing it in person, two completely different experiences. And a lot of people in the Fun Zone and other Disney groups or sites or anything else will tell you it is possibly one of the best shows Disney has ever put together. It's emotional for some. It's emotional for me. I love that. Wish is emotional for a lot of people because they spent so many years seeing it. It's just something about Happily Ever After, something about the scenes on the castle, something about the music that is played, something about the fireworks with all the music, with the projection, all of it put together. Spectacular show. Then you add a fantastic viewing area and you add desserts. Andy, you guys have made a fantastic choice, and I hope that you really, really have a fantastic time while you're at the Walt Disney World Resort over the New Year's holiday. Now, if you've got a question for me, a comment, or anything else, one more time, I'll let you know. You can do it in a lot of different ways. Send me a message on Facebook via the DW60 Facebook page. You can send me a message on Twitter. Send it to @DW_60. And you can send me an email. Send it to DW60@srsounds.com. And those are your headlines here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Okay, so, you know, we've come to this portion of the show. I can't believe I've agreed to this. Cannot believe I've agreed to this. So, I guess it was Tuesday? I started seeing my name tagged in posts over on the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. And it was our Disneyland Magic guy, William Yeti Chaser Hershey, talking about his upcoming Disneyland Magic show yesterday. And I was reading through his post and everything. At the bottom of it, it says, "I'm feeling a bit festive and in the holiday spirit for tomorrow's show. I'm still contemplating a certain Jeff Holiday song." And I saw that, and I started shaking my head, because I knew what he was talking about. And he does this like every year. He has done it for quite a few years now, where he plays this song. And I started thinking to myself, oh boy, here we go. Now, the background behind this song, which is called Jeff the Halls, comes from the Character Breakfast podcast. And this was, 10 years ago, I guess? Everybody on the Character Breakfast podcast, other than myself, had this really, you know, cool Disney nickname that they went by during the show. Of course, you had Sorcerer. You guys all know him, DJ Sorcy. Then you had Imagine, and you had Pluto. And then there was me, just Chef. I did not have this, you know, snazzy little Disney nickname. They thought it was funny. You know, I just kind of went, whatever, okay, I don't have one. But I would say something about it every now and then. So DJ Sourcey was driving home one day thinking about this. It was during character breakfast times. And he heard a certain song, and it just went really well with, well, you guys know, if you've heard it before, you know what I'm talking about. You definitely know what I'm talking about. And then Will's show yesterday, he teased it a little bit during his Disney history and stuff like that, but he never did play the show. And then he gets on Facebook and goes to the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, and hey, we need to get Jeff to play Jeff the Halls during the show. And I said, okay, you know what? I'll do it if I can at least get 50 likes on this post. And it lasted throughout most of the day yesterday. And people were posting and posting and posting. We were sitting at like 48 likes. And a couple people said to me, hey, Jeff, by the way, my daughter, who's 11 years old, you know, doesn't have access to Facebook, but she votes to like this post. I was like, oh, that puts us at 49. 11 years old. Listens to Sorcerer Radio and listens to DW60 on the bus on the way to school in the morning. I was like, wow, that's fantastic. I love it. The fact that Bree, she's 11 years old, listens to DW60 and Sorcerer Radio on the bus on the way to school. It's fantastic. So that put us at 49. Another person said, hey, my daughter, she votes yes. She wants to like this, but she doesn't have access to Facebook. And I looked at it and I went, yeah, that makes 50. That makes 50. So, to get the holiday spirit started so that I can play some holiday music on the show, and plus, since it is the very first day of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, for all of you who want to hear this, I don't want to hear this at all. But I'm giving you what you want. It just, my ears are bleeding right now because I have to hear this. They're not, really. I don't see what the fascination is with this song. I don't get it. DJ Sourcey's own Jeff the Halls. Sorcerer Radio, SRSounds.com. Here we go.
Get ready for Jeff.
Jeff Davis. His name is Jeff Davis. Today we name him Disney. Jeff Disney.
Everybody on this show but me has this, like, you know, special freaking Disney name and everything else.
Jeff Disney.
And it's cool. Whatever. What? No.
No.
When you hear him on the podcast, he is not our Jeff Davis. He is now Jeff Disney.
No, I'm not.
Jeff Disney.
No. Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
Disney.
See, that's something I never get tired of hearing.
Okay, so I just thought I would throw that in for you guys who didn't get to hear it over on Sorcerer Radio this last Thursday during the morning or the evening replay. I still don't like the song, but so many of the listeners requested to hear it during that. So I said, you know what? I checked with DJ Sourcey. I was like, hey, can we throw this on the podcast? He's like, yeah, we can do that. Sure, no problem. So for those of you who are interested in having an opportunity to listen to it, that would be Jeff the Halls. Might be the only time you hear me play it for the rest of the year and until the holiday time in 2018. Crazy stuff. One thing I did want to pass on to you guys real quick. This happened over the weekend. You know, it does affect some people. It doesn't affect everybody. But for those interested in going to the Disney After Hours event coming up in 2018, this is information for you guys. If you've ever listened to SR, I think I've mentioned it here on the podcast before. I'm not a fan of this event. I think it's a waste of money. If you're already paying for tickets, you know, to be at Walt Disney World during your vacation, and you're only getting like 3 extra hours of time in the park for over $100, it's just a little absurd to me, but a lot of people really do like it. I personally don't like it, but still wanted to pass on this information for you guys. So, it seems that the dates for the After Hours event are going to extend beyond January. It's also going to go into February, and it's also going to go into March. Now, the cost of the event, for people that buy their tickets the day of the event, it's going to cost you $124 per person. That's both for children and adults. If you get your tickets online before the date actually comes for the After Hours event, you get a little bit of a discount. It's $119 per person. Then, also, if you're an annual pass holder, you get an even bigger discount. And this is the price that I think it should start. It should start at this price for the only 3 hours, the extra 3 hours that you're going to get. For annual pass holders, you can purchase a ticket to this event for $89. Now, the thing with this event, like I've said before, it is a limited number of tickets that are available for people to get, simply because Disney wants to keep the lines for the attractions. There's like 25 attractions that are available to experience during Disney After Hours. And what they're wanting to do is keep those lines down to the absolute minimum, to where a majority of the attractions you just walk right onto. I've talked to people who have just rode the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train all night long. That's the only thing they wanted to do because the line is just so short and they could do it so many times. So a lot of the big things that you love to do at the Magic Kingdom available for the Disney After Hours event. Stuff like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Peter Pan's Flight, Space Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, a lot more. So what you need to do is head over to the Disney Parks website, Walt Disney World. Purchase your ticket ahead of time so at least you're saving yourself, you know, $5. Might as well. And if you're an annual pass holder, $89, that's not bad. I'd say, take advantage of it. If you're not an annual pass holder, you're already at Walt Disney World on vacation, you've already spent gosh knows what, how much money for a family of four for like 5 nights? Is it worth it to get a ticket to this event while you're there? No, it's not, in my opinion. Way too much money. You're already spending bukus and bukus of dollars. I just said bukus, yeah. For this event. It's just not worth it to me. But for those of you who do enjoy it and do like it, the fact that you're going to have extra events extending beyond January, that's a pretty good thing for you guys. So take advantage of it while it is available. That's the only extra story that I've got for you guys. So we'll have another podcast next week. And then the following week, of course, will be the week of Thanksgiving. And I will be out and about with family during that time. So won't be any podcast for that. But DW60's Press Row podcast will return the week after Thanksgiving and on into the month of December, getting ready for the Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever you celebrate during the holiday time. We're going to have DW60's Press Row podcast coming to you up until the week of Christmas. And I'll take a short break for Christmas and New Year's, and then we'll start 2018, all right? Hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I hope that you can come back next week as we cover more great headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. Until next time, have a magical day.
Transmission commencing.
This is Wookiee Radio.
Translated for the Wookiee apparently.
I like that Wookiee.
Your hosts, Ken, Derek, and Mike, bring you the latest news and commentary from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hold it. Hold it. I said hold it.
Subscribe today on iTunes and Stitcher.
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
Start listening today, and remember,
the Force will be with you, always.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team, if you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet, and if you've ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun, then don't let another week pass you by without tuning in to
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel, with news, rumors, commentary, and interviews, as well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Yes!
We're just like Kevin Bacon.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.
Daddy, I love you, but I want Disney.
Are you jonesing for your Disney favorites? Get the party started with Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com.